Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We weren't supposed to be on the air as a rallying point to stand up against the globalists and their operatives trying to take the country down. But we are. We told you just as sure as the sun came out that Hillary is planning to run for president 2020, but she's in a wait till the field's exhausted and Trump is removed from office or badly damaged, she believes. She's delusional, but I'll give it to her with her new money laundering operation. That's why she has all these books published constantly. That's how she gets paid off. I'll give it to her and Webster Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Hubble Clinton, when they say that they're gutsy women. Yeah, you got a lot of guts, like a bank robber or child molester's got. I mean, you've done a lot. And, you know, you think everybody's scared of you. I've had a lot of threats over the years. You know, Hillary works for people that kill folks. And, you know, Hillary can come after you. Yeah, I already know that. That's why I'm in her face. I'm not going to lay down and live in fear of that piece of garbage. And now everything's out in the open. So I don't want to be struck down. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But I love life so much and freedom so much and other people's lives so much that I will not live on my knees. That's why America's been so special, is we had people that would stand up and fight for human rights. England and then the United States ended slavery worldwide. That's why we're taught by Ilhan Omar, whose country, Somalia's main industry is piracy and sex slavery, that we're bad. No, you're bad. If you want to judge a country according to its background and stuff, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, you evil monster. You literally don't know how to wipe your ass if you didn't live in America. And we're sick of you running it down and telling us how much we suck all day. If you don't like it, get the hell out, you little criminal. I love all these other, you know, jihadi people saying, oh, Somalia's great. And the liberals go over there to show how great it is. They get killed within 24 hours of being there. Leftist travel advisories tell young leftist women, oh, go to Somalia. You end up in a sex dungeon within 25 minutes. If your family doesn't pay up after they sell you into sex slavery, your ass dead after they use you up.
But it's okay because it's Africa.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Hillary and Obama's theme song.
Good evening, everybody.
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle, brand new car. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, doesn't it?
Ooh, that smell.
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
But you're drunk.
Ooh, that smell. The smell gets around you.
It's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
Cut that. We're going to...
running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Brandon Gray has really taken action. JustAnotherChannel.com is his website. Brandon's a veteran, father, and patriot who got so fed up with what he was seeing being doled out by the New World Order, he had no choice but to take action. Banned from Twitter and two strikes on Facebook. The threat to our First Amendment is real, which only means we can't cower to these globalists or else we will lose it all. That's right. Once the technocracy is fully in place and it's almost there, the Google cashless society, the Apple faceless cashless society, once all of this is in place in just a few years, they're going to bring in the communist Chinese social score, which they now admit. So third dimensional action, confronting Hillary, confronting globalists, confronting these tech heads. They want to intimidate and bully us. We don't intimidate and bully them. We simply get in their face with the history and the actions that they've really been engaged in, and they melt. But I got to tell you, we were outside. A lot of folks showed up. I'd say about 100 over the day. We bullhorned her off and on for almost 6 hours. I was there 3. But you were inside, right in the front row, and the mainstream corporate media had good discipline. They didn't show it. They just mentioned it on a few channels. Even though it was very dynamic to have her being confronted with questions that the press, that's her lapdog, should be confronting her. She's the top general of the deep state because she's been around so long and worked for the big foundations. So, Brandon Gray, we salute you, brother.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Tell us about yourself, why you decided to do this, and then we'll get to the video.
Well, I feel like I'm in a soldier in God's army. You know, my DNA resonates with the children that we've lost in this battle. And they called upon me to confront this woman in real time.
You can feel it, can't you?
Absolutely. It's unreal. I asked God a long time ago to come into me and let me see through his eyes. And this is what he's showing me.
Talk about that, because it's no joke, is it?
It's no joke. The clarity, combine that with the iodine and going fluoride free, and your vision is just, wow, this is just, it's all real.
Everything's brighter. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
If these evil people had any idea what it's like trying to be good and just barely even being able to tune into God, they would never join evil.
That's right.
What was it like? There was a long line. It must have taken 3 hours to get in because they kept waiting while more people arrived. People were arriving after it was already supposedly going to start.
That's right. I had my ticket. I showed up early. You know, I was guided. It didn't even feel like I was the one there. I waited in line. I was like the 10th person in the line. And by the way, these people, you know, when we hear about, well, we don't want to, you know, capture the criminals and bring people to justice because it might freak out Americans, right? The people who are left in this leftist movement, they can be freaked out for a little while. You know what I mean?
They need to be.
Yeah, they need to be. We need to see justice. And that's why there's so much mass hysteria going on right now, is because nobody is being brought to
justice. What was it like when you saw her and Webster Hubbell's daughter toddle out on the stage?
You know, I got to be honest, and I wish I would have maybe gathered somehow some footage of this, but there was this black spot in the back of Hillary's head. It could have been a bad part in her hair, but it looked like a hole. And I was on, I was 10 feet from her.
Well, people talk about how there's like a mount on her back, and that, and people see stuff under her clothes like she's a robot or something.
I looked for her little frame, metal frame that you can usually see under her clothes, but I
was, yeah, yeah.
But the back, that wasn't there. But the back of her head, it was interesting. It looked like a, like I said, it was dark, and it looked like a hole in the back of her head.
I'm not doubting you. People that talk about her say that she's the most demonic creature. The military guys I was with, you know, all guarded her previously, and they just say she's pure evil. They won't get into the, you know, the specifics. I mean, when we talk about her stinking, that's a real thing too.
Yeah, I didn't get that close.
Well, I want to roll some of this footage. It was a 4-minute confrontation, and then after we play it, what were the different minions there? Because I know when you were talking, I've seen some of the other videos from other angles. They were like praying and like shaking, and then when you finally got taken out, they were just worshiping Hillary. I want to see what it was like up close. Let's go ahead and roll some of this video from Austin yesterday as the official Democrat candidate, Hillary, she is official. They just insult us by not admitting it, was confronted.
That there are no perfect human beings, and each of these women had to overcome their own fears or insecurities or what happened to them in life, because so many of them faced unimaginable hardships or terrible abuse.
Like Juanita Broderick? Did you include Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones?
And I think
the children you smuggled from Haiti will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. What about Juanita Broderick? What about Juanita Broderick? Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
You're out of here.
What about Juanita Broderick? Did you write about her in your book?
You've said your piece.
Did you write about Paula Jones in your book?
You've said your piece.
Alex Jones has read about this woman. Juanita Broderick. Is she in the book? Is Juanita Broderick in her book? Is Paula Jones in her book? Paula Jones, look her up. Is Paula Jones in her book? Is Juanita Broderick in her book? Do you know who Juanita Broderick is?
These women's lives.
Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
And they go here thinking they're getting empowered.
Patient children. Oh,
yeah. The heads of the foundation smuggling kids out, caught doing it.
No. Is this an exit? Right out the front.
Yes. The full video is up on Infowars.com. We're going to get to more of it when we come back as more happens. But what's important to understand here is this type of action will change the world. Hundreds and hundreds of people did this with Bill Clinton's a rapist to his face. That totally derailed them when they tried to project that lie onto Trump. The same Kavanaugh stuff's coming up again. Watch the middle of the impeachment. They're going to pull more of that, and there won't be any proof. It'll all be more of the same total fraud. At a gut level, what do you expect is about to happen, Mr. Gray?
Well, what I hope happens is we start to see some heads roll politically. We need to see some indictments and some arrests. Arthur Miller told us about this, right? There's only one way to end mass hysteria, and that's public accountability for those who are guilty. We have the left, we have the right, and they're fighting each other. Why? Because there's been no justice brought to either side. I'm not saying the right's perfect. I'm not saying, well, the left we know about. But I'm saying...
No, you're right. They've gotten away with so much, they're just mad dog crazy. And now they're like, we're going to have sex with your kids. You know, we're going to have a post-human world. They're really gravitating wherever the worst thing is, just to rebel against God.
That's right. And it's all public.
Well, Hillary Clinton cannot stand that. And for people that are listening on the radio, when you say Infowars.com the first time, her eyes close, and then she just locks up and starts going like this. I mean, she cannot. And again, InfoWars is bigger than me or any of us. It's all of us. It's that idea of us standing up and saying no to them. My friend, I want to give you, and I know you do this for money, and I don't have enough to do it for everybody that goes out and does it like I did 3 years ago, where we spent almost $400,000 in $1,000 and $5,000 and $2,000 prizes. But I'm going to start from time to time giving an award, as long as we can stay on air. The Paul Revere American in Peaceful Action Award to Brandon Gray, presented by Alex Jones, for confronting Hillary Clinton face-to-face in Austin, Texas, and getting it out to millions. God bless you, my friend. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Because we need to honor this type of action. He didn't do it to get $2,500. He didn't do it to come on the show. He did it because he can't sit there as a family man and watch these evil monsters parade around how they care about women, how they care about you, how they're the moral authority when this woman sold our country out and has been involved in so many crimes, Benghazi, the secret servers, laughing about representing known pedophiles that rape little girls and saying it's fun. She's a witch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I obsess over how Brian Stelter looks and how Hillary Clinton looks, because if I was a Hollywood producer and I was going to pick somebody to be a child molester or a master criminal or a really bad psychotic demon, I would pick Brian Stelter or Hillary Clinton. And when you watch the facial mannerisms and how they act and behave, I've only seen that with truly psychotic people I've been around. And unfortunately, I did run into some real devil worshippers when I was younger. I mean, rich, powerful people, really obsessed with power and love of themselves. Satanic narcissism is what I'd call it. And only Hillary and only people like Brian Stelter exhibit it. When I went to Bohemian Grove and snuck in, about half the participants were acting crazed and looking the same. To somebody that isn't into this, they look like a joke. They look like a, you know, guy that is, you know, you want to hide your dog from. But these people mean business and they want power, so they seek power. That's why they've got power. Brandon Gray, the full video is up on Infowars.com and at your site, justanotherchannel.com, and you're a patriot. You are a father, and you're somebody that, you know, is putting yourself out there in the public challenging this. But just as you said, as a veteran, this is the real fight down here for America.
Yeah, that's right. There's no guns or bombs in this civil war, at least not yet. And so the real soldiers are out there confronting these demons. You know?
My issue is we have to fight the information war, or they're going to push it to a physical war. They're not going to stop. We have to decisively beat them now with the truth instead of it going to a physical war, which will win as well. But these people are such scum, I don't have any desire to wipe them out.
No, none of us have a desire to, you know, have gunpowder set off in our country here on our, you know, there hasn't been a war here in a long time. And I don't think anybody wants to see that.
And our bloodiest wars have been domestic.
Yeah. And this one undoubtedly would be.
You know, like you said, the left is begging for order to be brought in. The psychopaths do that. They get more and more reckless till they get caught. And they're begging for daddy to stand up.
Yeah. And a lot of us turn to Trump. Trump's a great leader. And hopefully we can see justice, but I don't think we should just leave it up to him. I don't think we should be reliant on waiting for Trump to take action.
I think that's why Drudge is making Trump not look like a god, because he's not.
Right.
We need to not count on Trump.
He's done some good things.
We got Trump in.
That's right. I was going to say, the other day you said that you built the runway that launched Trump.
Our audience did.
Yeah. This audience and InfoWars also built the runway to launch American patriots. You know, we're just as important, if not more important, than Donald Trump.
Damn right. And he knows that. That's why they early on tried to isolate the liberty movement from Trump, because it's so inclusive, it's so open. We could care less about what color you are, it's what you stand for.
Oh, and what they did to Ron Paul and the Tea Party movement.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, come on, those were patriots. Those were Americans. It's sad to watch. I love Ron Paul.
Absolutely. It's amazing what they do. You were saying as you went out, you go out and suddenly you hear Trump 2020, Infowars.com. So just inside and outside, Hillary was under siege. That's where this monster needs to be. Here's some more of the video.
You guys should have seen the looks on some of those people's faces. Those are straight up demons. The den of petty of straight up demons. I just got escorted off. Yes, sir.
Now we
The point is, it's just all over the place. That was my next question. And then you answered it. I mean, I was looking at the people, and they're so soft, and they're so weird, and they make little weird pervert faces and then wiggle their butts at you when they talk to you, and they act like archetypal perverts, pedophiles. I mean, I'm sorry. You go to a leftist event, they just look like the scum of the earth. They're almost all white, too. But they're telling us how white people are bad. I guess these white people are bad.
Well, what's interesting is when I came home from this event, I was able to watch some of Owen's footage. They immediately attack him with, like, sexual-based insults. You know,
Owen, I totally forgot. I know Owen's out driving around town with the armored vehicle triggering libtards, but he had such amazing footage of them physically attacking him. Can we find that? Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're reminding me of that.
And physical attacks, you're right. But there was a lady flipping him off, telling him, this is probably how big your Johnson is. Like, where do these people go to see Hillary Clinton? They get confronted politically, and they immediately turn it sexual? What is up with that? And these aren't young people.
I mean, I'll say it. I love old women. My mom's great. I've got three daughters. Women are great. But the women that were there for Trump were wonderful, amazing, of her race, color, and creed. But I'm sorry. You go to a leftist event, people need to go see these people. They look and act like mental patients.
Oh, yeah. And I took my daughter to see Trump in Dallas, which you were at as well. I didn't know about that. And the people there were 80,000 plus people, first of all. Second of all, they were some of the nicest. They were making us cut in line because I had a little girl with me. And I'd say, no, we're fine. We're fine right here. No, you're going to the front of the line. And these people were amazing. And there's so much love and so much reality. This is what humanity is like. This is what America is like.
Going to a Trump rally, you see the engine powering America, and you see what the globalists fear. And yes, it's a remnant of that people of every race, color, and creed that have God in them, but that light can spread quickly.
That's why I see this Drudge poll. Hillary's beating Trump in a poll. Yeah, right.
Well, remember it's a Fox poll that Drudge is covering, and remember the New York Times had her at 97%, their algorithm.
Unreal. Who buys this stuff?
Well, they need us to believe it, so when they have 20 million people vote in the names of dead,
yeah,
that then we believe he really lost.
Yeah.
I mean, he barely won because of election fraud, and he had a landslide last time. This time, they're coming. And I'm telling you, gut level, it's on a razor's edge. And I mean, I just keep saying that. If people are overconfident, but again, we can't count on that. If they take Trump down, folks, we just fight harder.
Well, not to mention, you'll see these things going on like with AISD and all these other initiatives. The story is always amidst backlash, this is happening, or amidst backlash.
They're going to teach 8-year-olds how to have anal sex, and the teachers are going to simulate it with bananas. I mean, if someone walked up to you at the park and did that, they'd get their neck broken, but it's the school doing it.
Amidst backlash. Let's talk about the backlash, right? I mean, my God, this isn't getting voted on.
Well, my daughters used to roll their eyes at me some. Just two of them are older now, 11 and 15. They now come to me and just listen to every word. They go, no, I go to parties and know other people that go to public school. And everyone comes up and says their teachers are teaching them how to have anal sex. And like all these girls at parties are saying, we've all got to be lesbians and we love Hillary. And they're like, Dad, you never even taught us to hate those people. My God, these girls are more aggressive than mean guys. And it's like the left are a bunch of pervert, pushy scum.
And the public is out there showing the curriculum that's being proposed. And they're like, where does it say in the curriculum that they're going to be teaching them how to math? And it doesn't say that in the official curriculum.
But that's what they do. In Canada, 4-year-olds are being asked their sexual preference in school.
God.
Brother, you got to come on some of the other shows, and we got to see out at the events more and more people go to these Democrat events, whether it's a mayor or whether, who doesn't matter, they should be confronted everywhere. About the fluoride and the water in Austin, American Medical Association says take it out. They say screw you. God bless you, brother.
Bless you, Alex.
Mr. Gray, thank you so much. Be sure and check out his website, justanotherchannel.com. Stay with us. Not just another channel.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack, with free shipping and double Patriot points is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America and the world is the warrior. Hillary Clinton has gone down. Hillary Clinton is a Chinese communist.
broadcasting worldwide. And joining us is a man that the establishment is extremely afraid of. And that's Gavin McInnes, who founded Vice, who launched much of the modern hipster movement 20 years ago, got involved in major books, films, you name it, and silenced and demonized because he's so effective deprogramming the left. I would just call him a populist, a common sense guy. I wouldn't even call him a conservative. I'd call him an American. Well, he founded the Proud Boys just to chauvinistically promote Western culture. They're open to everybody, no matter what color you are or your sexual preference. They got demonized because they would fight back when Antifa attacked them. Antifa, as you know, last year attacked their folks in New York. Some of the Antifa got arrested, but they attacked the other Proud Boys and got their ass kicked. So they've now been sent to prison, except for the brown Proud Boy. He was kept for another trial because the locals said, in New York, the police, the prosecutors said it would confuse the white supremacist narrative. But they're trying to put him in jail. So we'll talk about David Kouriakousi coming up with Gavin McInnes. And then he's also covering in D.C. this week Roger Stone's trial that starts tomorrow for the Russia hoax. He's facing decades in prison with the same hanging judge that put Manafort in jail. So they're trying to put us in prison. First they take your speech, then they lock your ass up. Roger Stone trial likely to be a spectacle. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and who's going to be the chief witness against him? I'll tell you about that in the next segment. But Gavin McInnes, get off my lawn. The great work you're doing over at Free Speech TV. Freespeech.tv. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Wow. Where do you want to start here? Just the craziness. Hillary polling higher than Trump in a Fox poll. It's crazy world.
Well, the Roger Stone case and the Proud Boys case are very similar, and Proud Boys often do security for Roger Stone for free. They follow him around and make sure he doesn't get beat up. He was just accosted on the plane on the way to D.C. from some random passenger. What happened with the Proud Boys was, after weeks of terror, and Antifa beat the crap out of a journalist, stole his stuff, these Antifa ambushed Proud Boys, throw a bottle of urine at them, and yes, two of the ten did rush Antifa and say, yeah, you want to fight? Fine, we're here. They have a consensual brawl, and the rest of the guys show up, and it ends in 17 seconds. But the first two guys who showed up, they're in a cage now in Ulster in upstate New York. 4 years they'll be doing prison for a consensual brawl that lasted 17 seconds. This is just the beginning. And as you pointed out in that intro, there was actually four guys that are doing jail. One's in Rikers, two in prison. But then there was the brown guy. And you go, well, why wasn't the brown guy with Max and John when they were sentenced? Oh, for some reason it was pushed away. Because he is Indian, he's brown, and that hurts the white power thing. The prosecution was all about hate and white supremacy, and when he was introduced to black Proud Boys, he implied that they have mental problems. He said, I'm no psychiatrist, but there's something wrong with these guys. And I talked to John's wife, who is black, and he has three black kids. I thought it was four, it's only three. And she said every time that she would go near John and put her arm around him, the cameras would all drop. And then when she'd go pee, whoop, they came up taking pictures. They take a picture of him like this, and they go low, so it looks like a Sieg Heil. And the scary part here is we knew the media was biased. We knew that BuzzFeed and HuffPo are activists, not journalists. But now they're in cahoots. They are colluding with the prosecution, with the judge, with the governor. It's all one big fiery ball of crap that is burning us alive. I mean, these two guys are just the beginning. Roger Stone is just the beginning.
Let me add this. I never got to this yesterday. I meant to. Charlie Wurzel, who used to work at the fake news outlet BuzzFeed, has moved on to bigger fake news. He had a big article in the New York Times saying it's time for leftist memers to activate. And he basically implies it's time to, you know, be more deceptive than the Republicans. And the comments are all, yeah, let's lie better than them. We're not lying. We're showing what you're doing, and then to get them all lined up to unify in their lies, they go, well, we've got to lie because they do. Can Democrats compete, the headline is, with Trump's Twitter? And then it goes on to basically push more censorship as well. I mean, these guys are so authoritarian.
You know what they're calling a lie, by the way? They're calling a lie that picture of the dog getting the medal. That's called a joke, you dummies. You journalists scouring
the metal has a paw on it. It was admittedly a joke. Well, they know what they're doing. They're trying to make humor illegal.
Yes. They want Clown World is gray, and they don't want any color in Clown World. I was watching your clip today with you. I didn't know such a vehicle existed. You could have a submarine top in a truck. But I was watching you go down that highway, and I was like, that's color. That's interesting. And even the Hillary supporters who were going boo, boo, they were having fun. I was like, this is the America I know. People yelling boo. It was almost like a WWE thing. It was very enjoyable to watch, Alex. Nice job with that.
Oh, we had a great time. And then it went on for hours and hours with us bullhorning them and just educating them and exercising. And Hillary got confronted inside about all her husband and her crimes.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's so true that they think that we're lying, so they want to lie back. With the Proud Boys thing, for example, we don't go to their events. Mark Bray wrote the Antifa Handbook. He did a book tour all over the country. Not one Proud Boy could be bothered going there. They come to our things and attack us, and then we fight back, and we're just as violent as them. Sargon of Akkad, who I thought was a friend, just did a whole video about how Antifa and Proud Boys should be punished because they start fights, and Max and John will only do prison for a few years. Oh, is that all? A few years for a barroom brawl. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Antifa is the guy who just got 6 years. He had a steel pole, and he opened up the head of a man to his skull and did it from behind. That's an attack. We're not attacking. And this crap about us being racist. We're multiracial, gays, Jews. In fact,
look,
we're
they all know that, Gavin. They're going with the race-based initiative. As the WikiLeaks says, Hillary's talking to this top professor of psychology, and they say it's time to intensify culture war. And that's what this is.
Yeah. Do they care about the truth? I mean, remember that Muhammad video guy? No one knew what his violation was. No one knew what he did, what the actual crime that put him in jail for a year was. That Basla Nakuli Basla guy. It was something to do with violating parole and using a fake name.
But they spun it like he went to prison for making a video about Muhammad in America. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, Gavin McInnes has launched a whole lot of successful businesses, magazines, TV networks, publications, and he's a very likable guy, even more so in person. Very charming, very funny, and, you know, he's fun on a night out in the town or in the studio or, you know, going fishing. And that's why they don't like him. That's why they want him silenced. He's one of the most silenced people out there. 5 months ago when Facebook said, my name is banned and website is banned in any positive mention, they said, because he had Gavin McInnes on. That was the final straw was, I had this Tyrannosaurus, this Godzilla, this death dealer on. Because, again, they want to demonize him. They don't want him to have a voice to say who he really is. They want to have total air superiority to destroy you. And now Roger Stone has been gagged by this Obama hanging judge that sends everybody right to prison. They finally want to have some type of scalp they get from Russiagate instead of 13 made-up indicted Russians. You're going to be in D.C. starting, I guess, tomorrow covering it. We've got reporters there covering it. What in the hell is going on? Because this ties in to all the other attacks with Schiff's committee and reading fake transcripts. I mean, this is hoax world, Gavin.
You know, it goes back to what I was saying about the Nasula Bakuli Nusla guy. People just want to, they want scalps. They want to win. All's fair in love and war. And the left has decided, truth be damned, I need to win. I need to win this election. I think, like, they never criticize Trump's actual policies. They focus on his typos and stuff. So they don't actually dislike Trump. They hate that they lost. That's what this comes down to. So Roger Stone's a Trump guy. Let's throw him in jail. Not one person. I haven't heard one person describe exactly what he did wrong. You know what he did wrong? He was asked, did you get an email from Julian Assange? Out of the thousands of emails he gets a day during the campaign, he did get an email from Julian Assange. He said he didn't. He was mistaken. That counts as lying under oath. What was the email? Did the email say, hey, I'm going to leak Hillary's emails. Should I do that? Yes. No, it was some innocuous thing about, did you get the thing on Friday to go to the doohickey? Just boring, irrelevant detail email. But technically, it is a lie if you say you didn't and you did. So they're throwing the book at him. No one actually looks at the actual crime anymore. Our justice system, the way I describe it to people now is, think of Uganda. Like, this isn't about justice and you know, top-level geniuses handling all this stuff. It's just like with the Proud Boys case, it was, these guys, racist, get rid of the black guy, take a picture of him, make sure his wife, his black wife is in with him, then call him a Nazi and put him in the jail. And then the jury goes, oh, I hate Nazis. Yeah, yeah, throw him in jail. Zero nuance.
It's like watching Idiocracy where they have that trial scene. And he's like, you're my lawyer, supposed to be defending me. And he goes, he talks like a fag. That's what it's come down to.
It really has. And you peel back. I mean, there's two things going on. There is the deep state, and Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And it's really deep, the people who are trying to smother Roger Stone. But there's also this massive swath of just dumb losers that want to please Cuomo, de Blasio, the attorney general, and they go, oh, I'll get rid of that guy for you, boss. I mean, it's sort of like Boss Tweed and gangs in New York.
No, you're right. Except there's all these minions that just line up without even having orders from headquarters, without even getting anything from the system, but they want to take down Alex Jones, Gavin McGinnis, Roger Stone, President Trump, and we are amongst the most hated. Why do you think just a few of us are the most hated?
Masculinity. I think that we have a very feminized culture, and guys like you and me, when we say make America great again, we're kind of talking about the 80s. We're talking about jet skis and mullets and wraparound sunglasses, and we don't think bullying is the end of the world. And they have sort of been living in this revenge of the nerds culture where stand-up comedians who are bald and wear glasses are considered rock stars. And we're saying, no, you're kind of a dweeb. And the idea of men being proud of themselves and men enjoying masculinity and men saying, don't cry, you baby, it blows their mind because their whole existence is predicated on toxic masculinity. So once we say, no, it's not toxic, their whole world starts to crumble. That's why they hate Trump, because he's masculine and he's unashamed.
Well, it's like the Gran Torino is such a good movie because it actually shows the guys at the different construction sites talking crap to each other as a way to blow off steam. It's just fun. It's just what men do. And then the young kid doesn't figure it out for a while, finally does. These leftists, it's not just being messed with by older men or something in a rite of passage. They can't handle a joke they don't like. These people are crazy, but then they're authoritarians that want to take all our freedom so their feelings don't get hurt, but then they're the ones calling us all these horrible names and taking our bank accounts away. They're the real bullies.
Throwing us in jail, taking our bank accounts away. It's a lot like North Korea in that you have this fat, ugly loser taking over everyone's freedom and saying, no, I want to be the king. I want to ride a horse to the top of the summit. Isn't that ironic, too, that in our utopia, yours and mine, Alex, we're not about follow my rules, go by my thing, make sure that you can only watch InfoWars. We want, as Mao would say, 100 flowers to bloom. We want total freedom. Bad guys, good guys, everyone gets a say in the war of ideas, the battleground of ideas.
But that's it. Our ideas are superior and confident, and that's why they don't want us on the field.
And if you disagree with me, well, then let's discuss it. Oh, no, I can't discuss it. You took away my voice. Oh, okay. Well, I guess your narrative is the dominant one.
I asked you this question like 4 years ago. I said, what is peak SJW? And I thought it would be craziness. No, it's authoritarianism. It's dominance. It's control. It's the new thing they call a drag queen. It's not a guy doing a number as a woman. That's funny. It's dudes dressed like vampire demons simulating killing babies and or trying to have sex with children.
Yeah. And it's, you always ask me, how does it get worse? When will it escalate? I don't know, man. I was talking to someone in Chile the other day, and she said, this revolution happened overnight. It's kind of reminiscent of the revolution in Iran that was basically a couple days. I mean, we didn't have time to protect the American embassy. They overran the American embassy. That's how quick it was. And Chile was the same thing. And when you look at the way it went down over there, you think, this seems like it was created externally. And then you go, well, I guess it's just a coincidence that we have the riots in Venezuela and in Hong Kong, and we have the riots with the Catalans and Spain.
There's riots in hundreds of countries. The majority of countries have giant, unprecedented riots.
It's just starting to feel like the globalists have gone into DEFCON 4 and have now said, all right, pull the lever. Let's really get it going, because it's going, man.
Oh, they admit Soros and all these other groups are pumping billions and billions into just uprisings everywhere.
We had 1,000 people in Brooklyn furious that they are starting to prosecute turnstile jumpers. And they're holding signs that say things like, the subway should be free. What? How does that work? What are you talking about? And that was 1,000 people in Brooklyn talking about killing pigs with big pictures of pigs wearing police hats. For turnstile jumpers? What?
They wouldn't like it if I walked in their little store and grabbed the sandwich off and walked out and said, this is free. But again, none of those folks have real jobs. They don't get it. They literally believe there's a magic machine. Did you see Elizabeth Warren's new site where the calculator gives you whatever answer you want and everything's free?
Yeah, I saw even SNL was making fun of that because it was so patently absurd. They don't have a solution. They want to burn America to the ground with zero plan B, and then the globalists can build it up in their image. We can use their clothing companies, their energy providers, their healthcare systems, their everything, their infrastructure. Now they decide, and it's like a more just world because they'll be making sure that no one is bad and everyone is well behaved.
We're going to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with you, Gavin McGinnis of Free Speech TV. When we come back, I want to ask him about impeachment and how serious it is and where he thinks it's going, and Schiff with these kangaroo trials on the other side. But don't forget, you can see him and a lot of other great shows that still exist despite all the censorship as we build our own infrastructure at freespeech.tv. And when I say our infrastructure, I don't own that. I don't have a piece of it, but I feel like it's mine because free speech is all of ours, and the more of it, the better. And in this attempt to shut everybody down, it's exciting, the great work he and others are doing. Because who knows, if they shut me down, they're really trying. I don't think it's going to happen, but I was already asking Gavin just this other day on the test. I said, can I get a job? We're going to try to stay open here. But, I mean, literally, folks, there's not many places. They're trying to destroy us all. And so be sure and check that out, freespeech.tv, a subscription, but it's wonderful. And please remember, InfoWarsStore.com, the big sale has to run a couple more days because I've been so busy. I haven't come up with a new sale yet. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. The Alexa Pure Breezes are about to sell out. That's a factory deal, a special I had because I'm their biggest dealer. Ion 4-stage filter, you can get them at cost and free shipping, $147. Leading competitors are $400. This is insane. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And a lot of stuff is selling out, like the Bodies, turmeric, like the Ultra 12, Best B12 you're going to find, taken under the tongue, and a bunch of other stuff. Things that were sold out are back in, like DNA Force Plus, 50% off. I'm going to keep it at that. A lot of stuff's going to stay on sale after the sale. A lot of things have to end. Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in stock. Vaso Beets are selling out. So good for your heart and vascular system. Beet Concentrate creates that nitrous oxide in the body. Find out why that's so important. And so much more. A lot of it's about to end, so take action. Oh, and there's the new Trump is Innocent t-shirt. That's at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.